Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Jets are plenty big of a story as well. Willie, obviously you were at SNY yesterday with Bart, and you sat there and watched this. I'm going to start it this way with this question to you, because it was more of the same in the early going. That offense looked fabulous. The run game, Breece Hall looked, in the early going, looked really good. Braylon Allen looked really good. The passing was, and then they get to a fourth down, and here we go for it again.
Yeah.
We don't end up getting the, as opposed to just, to me, I get that they're going nowhere. Just get the zero off the board. Kick the field goal. Then you want to start going for, but whatever. Then they have another great drive, and the ball gets deflected and intercepted, and that it was essentially turn out the lights. Why, from what you're seeing, is this team so good, first down of a drive, get in deep, and then can't score?
Details, the attention to details. You hear Aaron Rodgers say it all the time at the end of his post-game pressers. Their attention to details, even – you know, the one when they go for it on fourth, the third, and I think there was the third and one they got stopped on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Max Mitchell, the left tackle, lets a guy beat him across his face, stopping him back in the backfield, right? Even on a fourth down, Aaron Rodgers scrambles to his right. He's an option to run it, which he's 2 yards away from the first down, dump it off to Breece Hall, or actually put a ball on your boy where he can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
None of that happens. Jets off the field, right? And even in the interception, you know, they have a right tackle. I think Xavier Newman and Warren Carter, one of the backup tackles, and three-step drop. All he has to do is get the hands down to the defensive end, stays up, tips the ball, goes the other way. So, like, the attention to details is what kills them time after time. And that's kind of been the story of the Jets all season. If they do the little things right, they have better outcomes. But in situational football, they fail big time, and it's killing them.
So that's what you just said is something I've never heard before. So on that interception, what you're saying is that's the tackle's responsibility to make sure the arms don't go up of the defender.
See, this is the caveat, though. This is interesting with the Jets right there. Because one of the reasons that Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles is because Dwayne Brown at the time was at left tackle and went for a cut. And then the guy that ended up tackling Aaron Rodgers was the guy that tackled him when he tore his Achilles, right? And that was a big thing with Aaron Rodgers after, you know, what happened. He was like, well, you know, the guy shouldn't have cut on that block. You know, and I don't know why we would cut on a three-step, just get his hands down, right? Well, so we don't know if, in particular, since Aaron Rodgers got hurt, that he pretty much went to the offensive line coach and said, hey, on three-step drop, we're not cutting no more. I can get the ball over the guy. Well, the guy he tried to get the ball over is like 6'6", with long arms. And it gets tipped, and it goes the other way. So the details right now has always been kind of killing the Jets all season. The attention to details, what's allowed, what's not. And what's interesting, and Bart said it, credit to Bart, he said it on the show last night. When Tyrod got in the game, it was just dink and dunk right down the field, mm-hmm. right? When Aaron Rodgers is in the game, we don't know if he's changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Because a lot of times you see him get late in the clock,
yep.
or there's a miscue somewhere. So it makes you wonder all season how much of Aaron Rodgers is really kind of just playing the orchestrator, even though there's a play coming in, he goes, I don't like that, I'm going to do my own thing. And when you see Tyrod out there, he was just following, just taking what the defense was allowing him to have, and he was scoring. So it was just like, there was a lot that happened yesterday. If you paid attention to the team close enough, you're like, man, this is why this team is the way it is. Not because of lack of talent. It's just things that, starting with Aaron Rodgers, the attention to detail, and even Sauce Gardner's clip yesterday. He goes, some of these guys are checked out.
Yeah.
They're over it. And by the way, I hate to say this, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. You know, like, if you've been on that team for long enough, if you've been through the Zach Wilson era, if you've been through dealing with this team and what they look like without Aaron Rodgers, and having everybody kind of brought into this season and this is where they're at, I can see why guys are just mentally like, I'm over it. Like, I just want to go somewhere.
Yeah, it's been a grind.
Correct.
And it's been a grind. And, you know, last year, which we've talked about at nauseam, obviously, I mean, was a complete 180. Given that one play to where we thought it was going to be, and they had a pivot, and it turned out to be not a complete and utter mess, but it was not great, clearly. Yeah. And this year has been awful. The one play yesterday that I couldn't get my eyes away from it. The sack in the end zone, the safety.
Yeah.
I mean, can you just touch the guy? He came free. Oh, God.
Well, that's, once again, not to kill the guy because I love the guy. Max Mitchell, man, you know, that was scat protection. Oh. No backs in the backfield. He has a dual threat on the backside of there. He has to, and there was no threat, so I don't know why he just didn't kick out to the defensive end. But he let Espinoza go around the corner for the sack, right? And they put a tight end outside of him to kind of slow him down to give him a little chip out there. And so, but those little things happen time after time throughout drives for the Jets, and they just kill you, man, because they have the talent, but it's about rhythm, staying ahead of the chains, getting momentum. And I actually thought yesterday was going to be a big day for Breece Hall, especially the way they started. I was like,
great.
And it was crazy. Buffalo's not good against the run. I think they're in like the 22nd or something.
But you could see in the first quarter of that game, you could see it. Even, I would even say into the second quarter, because when the Jets were going right to left, I thought they were gashing Buffalo.
They were.
And Rodgers had open guys, and he was hitting them in rhythm, and everything was great until they got to whatever it was, the 15 or 20 yard, I forget exactly where that drive stalled, and they didn't get the fourth. There was what? That was the fourth. And all we've sat here and said is fourth and one. Why do we not give the ball to Brayla? He's a big body. He'll get the first down. Stuffed for no gain.
Yeah.
And then when they were going left to right, when it was still just 9-0 at the time, and that was when the interception happened, that was another drive where it was a great mixture of pass and run, and they looked like a well-oiled machine until the ball gets deflected and intercepted, and the game just died from that point.
Yeah, and it's tough, especially for on the back end for the Jets, man, because they were dealing with some significant injuries. Sauce ended up tapping out. So defensively, they were just struggling, man. But if you watch the game, you know, those guys, too many guys are trying to play hero ball instead of playing, doing their job.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you're cutting behind blocks, not finishing tackles. You know, there was a couple mental errors on the back end when you saw some big plays happen. And then, you know, Josh Allen is. He's the MVP for a reason. He was just a dog yesterday. So,
the Amari Cooper catch was stupid too. I mean, that
even a Coleman catch was crazy.
Was that the one over the outstretched arm? Yeah. I mean, they made plays as bad as it was for the Jets. The Bills made it worse by making play after play after play. But that's what great teams do. The Jets are not. I want to come back to the
and look at this. This is
great coverage.
But that's first of all, the Jets are only down 12 third quarter, 5 minutes. They're still in this game.
Correct.
At some point after that touchdown, it was over.
Yeah.
It was a wrap for the Jets.
It sure was. I want to come back to one thing you said about the attention to detail. So those were things that I really believed when Aaron Rodgers got here, as long as they had a defensive-minded coach and Rob Saleh, which they did, I thought those things would be taken care of because they'd have a coach on the field. I thought there wouldn't be pre-snap penalties. I thought that the penalties, they'd be one of the fewer penalized teams in the league, not one of the most penalized teams in the league. We know the coach is important, but why are things like that? How come we are sitting here going into week 18 and none of that has been cleaned up when they know it needs to be cleaned up?
I think a couple things. One, I think for the cadence, I think they're, you know, Aaron Rodgers has stated they had been practicing the cadence all spring, even the training camp. But I think sometimes it got a little too cute for the Jets, right? Like sometimes if you get flagged for whatever, I think the best thing to do is get back on the ball, go on one, like let's get it going again. I think sometimes he leaned on the heart, the cadence too much, and I think it hampered him more than helped him. And as far as the details, I think a lot of it is guys not used to being out there with Aaron Rodgers, right? And sometimes being a backup hurts you because you don't have the privy of having that relationship with the head guy. And also, I think coaching matters, right? I think some of these positions coaches, I'm not trying to call for nobody's head, but it doesn't seem like there's a transfer onto the field and what they're being taught. Somebody, when you watch the All-22, so many things are just elementary, and the guys are blowing as far as
hand placement. Like what? Give me one example.
Like even on the Max Mitchell sack, the safety at the end zone, right? Scat protection, no back in the backfield. Aaron is the left tackle has a dual threat. He has the B gap to C gap. He gets stuck because he's trying to anticipate a game. He already has chip help, so all he has to do is set vertically so he can see everything in front of him. He freaks out. The guy goes around him for a sack. Jets go down. You know what I mean? Like little things like that happen throughout the game where guys just got to calm down and just understand ball and understand situation and just do your job. And when you're able to do that, Aaron Rodgers is good enough to get you out of any position. You just got to do your job. And sometimes you see guys just go rogue out there.
There are, I would say the Jet fan base is split. I don't know if it's 50-50, 60-40. I'm not sure. But I would tell you from the people we've talked to when I look on social media, it seems like a 50-50 split. You've got half the Jet fans don't ever want to see Aaron Rodgers in a Jet uniform ever again. Right. And then I've got another group of Jet fans that are like, all right, if not Rodgers, then who? And he's still the best option.
And that's why I think he's going to come back next year. I could see them bringing him back.
Okay. Do you think, though, because there's been a lot written about Woody Johnson and how he feels about Aaron Rodgers, does any of that matter? Rodgers, to me, when he has spoken the last couple of weeks, sounds like a guy who is ready for the team to draft a quarterback, but not throw him right out there year one and has no problem helping him along. He also sounds willing to take a pay cut and restructure because it seems like he wants to try and get it right at least for 1 year.
Well, I think he cares about his legacy. And the last 2 years have definitely tarnished his legacy.
Well, but why couldn't? All right, so this is where I was going. Why couldn't he pull a Brett Favre then? If, in fact, the Jets
go somewhere else?
Sure. I mean,
Brett didn't end like that. Brett left with a torn tricep. And yeah, there was something off the field issues. But the Jets were 8-3. And if he didn't get hurt.
You're right, except for the fact that those last five games were atrocious. And the lasting image I think most Jet fans have of Brett Favre is throwing the ball across his body in Seattle to nobody except the Seahawks. I mean, you're right. It did go well for the first 11 games. He got injured. I agree with that. But people also thought at his age, it's enough. The injuries, he's taken so many. And then he has arguably the best season of his career in Minnesota.
Yeah, but nothing has gone well here for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, at least we can at least have some memory of Brett Favre being 8-3, torn tricep, everything went downhill. That's the excuse. Aaron Rodgers coming off the Achilles and then returning this year. It's been all bad. You know, so like,
hasn't been good.
You know what I mean? So there's nothing for a Jet fan to say, what did he give us that we can hold on to? Honestly, as a Jet fan,
I don't know.
What can a Jet fan say, like, when he was here, this happened and this was for the best for the Jets?
I can't.
Can't.
I can't.
Right? So I don't blame the Jet fans saying, like, dog, I'm good. I'm over it all.
No, I'm
like
with you.
Send them down the road. But then the other side is, well, who do you have?
I agree. See, that's the problem.
Because you're not going to lose to Jordan Travis, who you just drafted from Florida State, right? The kid is young. He's going to need time. You hand the ball to Tyrod, but he's going to need a backup.
And he always gets hurt. That's the problem with him. Like, there are so many reasons not to bring him back. But as many reasons there are to not bring him back, I can give you a ton of reasons to bring him back.